Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
What kind of Valentine's Day will you have? A day of roses, hearts, cards, chocolate? Or a day of romance? Or just an ordinary day? Or even a day of depression and disappointment? People have radically different reactions to February 14th, and they're all legit. It's a commercialized Hallmark holiday, for sure, but the origins go back to the ancient Romans. According to the History Channel, the Ides of February were marked by a fertility festival. Cupid is one of the Roman symbols, and the festival sometimes included a lottery that paired up men and women, kind of like internet dating sites. The Catholic Church banned the fertility holiday as unchristian, but the tradition endured. The church had several saints named Valentine. They superimposed St. Valentine's Day over the pagan celebration. The link with romance came about later, during the Middle Ages. The people of France and England thought that birds started mating on February 14th, and the first Valentine's card dates to the year 1415. According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, the holiday spread from Europe in the 1700s, and Americans exchanged cards, notes, and small tokens of affection. In 1840, a woman began mass-producing Valentine's cards. Esther Howland is known as the mother of Valentine's Day for her elaborately decorated cards made of lace, colored paper, pictures, and ribbons. Over 145 million Valentine's cards are now sold in the U.S. each year, second only to Christmas. Hallmark has over 1,400 different cards to choose from. Hallmark has a very interesting online site with suggestions as to what to write in a Valentine's card. Obviously, the message is different if the card's going to a friend, a child, your sweetie, or someone you got randomly paired up with in a lottery. If you're in a caring relationship, it can be a great opportunity to restate your feelings or rekindle romance. It's truly a holiday where being thoughtful can be better than giving expensive gifts. It's not a great holiday to forget. But the day is quite disheartening to folks who are lonely, single, frustrated with dating, recently separated, or widowed. For these people, seeing the displays of affection can intensify feelings of loneliness and rejection. The students of Archbishop Ryan High School posted a neat article on the pros and cons of Valentine's Day. They write, "Just remember, if you're feeling down on Valentine's Day, don't sit there and eat all the candy you can because it'll be on sale the next day." In Canada West News, Lisa Cadane calls Valentine's Day a tax for the guilty-hearted, saying people are pressured into buying expensive gifts and mass-produced cards. She says chocolate hearts taste like wax and little candy hearts taste like chalk. In a rebuttal, Shelley Botcher writes she'll take any holiday that's an excuse to tell people you care about them and eat chocolate. Well, happy Valentine's Day. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.